Hello, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to see
Good
you.
morning. Likewise.
So I need to get a remote. Oh, great.
Hi.
Hey, happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday. Hello.
Kristen, that's great. Going to the community council Slack and see if we have a large number of people who have sent apologies. Sean has sent his regrets, and Matina and Johanna. All right. And Rachel. That explains a lot. So we I think that's We have, I think, six CC members. We've got apologies from four. Maybe we should dive in, I suggest. All right. I think before the very first topic is there someone who was able to take notes this session? And the very next thing we're going to call for is someone who can take notes at the next session.
I can try my best.
All right, Paul cracked under the pressure of the awkward silence. Great. Thanks, Paul, for this one. Is there anyone who's able to take notes at the next session?
Well, I
I
was
might have some.
checking my calendar. I thought you were asking for a next session. Give me a second.
Yeah, for the thank you, Stephen, for
I
checking.
look to be available for November, so put me down for November the 10th, I believe. Is that right?
Think we should be having
No,
one.
it's the 27th.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I can do that one too.
Thank you, Stephen. All right. That's great. For today, Paul and I thought the main topics would be to review the major points of discussion and the action items from both the Tri-Council meeting and the Community Council meeting at WolfCon. Are there any other topics that bear investigation or discussion today? Okay, if there are, we can always add them when they come up. Paul, would you, I know you were, you've combed through the notes, but were unable to attend. Would you like to, why don't I start with the report of what we discussed, and you can report as someone who wasn't there on the action items to make sure that they're clear. It'll be like a double blind test to see if we captured useful things. Will that work?
Would work. Yeah, we can start.
We'll try it. And of course, many but not all of the people on the call were there. And I think it would be helpful if people jump in with any points of clarification, color, or correction. So we started on Friday after WolfCon. With the Tri-Council meeting, it was a good block of time. We only had three topics. The first one was a conference debrief. And the second one was a further discussion on the four models of software slash community development. And then the last one was a discussion on matters around AWS. Out of those, we had several action items that were captured in a couple of different notes. Paul, would you like me to tick through them, or would you like to read them off?
Yeah, I'm happy to share. We summarize as a follow. So action items from Tri-Council meeting. First of all, it was working on visibility of development requests, a proposal from PC, as I have seen in the protocol and meeting minutes because I wasn't there. The second was create update list of folio modules with maintenance status. I'm not quite sure. Maybe someone can add something more meat about that. And the third was develop a dashboard for tracking Jira points and cost metrics, also from TC endpoint. The point before was from PC. And then I'm not quite sure about the fourth one. Maybe Tom, you can help out with this. Counting things, follow up from DC Summit from spring 2025.
I can. So at the summit in DC, one of the working groups that spun out was an effort to better define things that the community council or the community in general could put metrics around instrumentation. So we would have things like the number of committers, there was a whole brainstorm list, which I cannot recite off the top of my head. Jen Colt, Sean Nicholson, and I had volunteered coming out of DC to do work on that, but we hadn't done much work, but it dovetailed well with the themes from WolfCon. And we, Jen volunteered, as she is so great at doing, at convening the group again, plus anyone else who would like to join.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. That's helped me for understanding. Yes. And the next one was examine and better define membership values to inform membership drive was one of the CC points. Very interesting. And the next one was convince AWS working group to draft cost sharing design and investigate feasibility of distributed hosting. I'm happy to that we have that. And eight, or to report progress at next tree council meeting. The next tree council meeting is announced around December, January, something like that, as I see. And we have made some progress with the line item contribution. And Tom and I were able to reach out to EBSCO to be sure about the engagement there, but we do not have a response yet, as far as I notice in my mailbox. And maybe we should clarify some ownership here for all the items. And I'm very curious to know of people who were at the WolfCon if they have any other items. Great. Okay.
One question I had reviewing the notes, Stephen, I'm pretty sure that you, Peter Murray and Wayne, had all signed up for number 7. I think there was a longer list, and I only captured, I didn't capture the full list. Do you remember by chance who else was involved in the AWS follow-up?
I think those three are correct. Give me a second.
I think Mark or Yogesh, neither of whom were at the meeting, were also volunteered.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah, I'd say those are probably safe to put in there, but actually, because you should go back and watch the recording.
Oh, that's smart. I hadn't thought to do that.
I will go comb through the recording and try to find that out.
Thank you, Stephen. And I think you were volunteered to be the convener.
I am the convener. That's correct.
Right. Awesome.
It is on the to-do list.
Thank you very much.
Great, thanks. Simeon.
How does this item relate to the ongoing AWS cost group with Sean and Yogesh and people?
Well, I think this is a rather than trying to control costs in the status quo, I think we're looking for a new paradigm. Something that we can use to define truly shared infrastructure, understand what the cost is currently, and kind of come up with a line to draw around what we should and should not be funding for community hosted infrastructure. And then finding alternatives to those alternative providers for those needs for the things that the community should not, or we would posit should not be paying for.
Okay, so it's the continuation of the groups started after WolfCon a year ago. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
But a replacement for, yes. Okay.
Yes.
Maccabee.
Sorry, just to clarify that last bit. So it is separate from the AWS cost that's sort of controlling the current costs, even though there's some membership overlap,
Correct.
separate group, separate mission. Got it. Thank you.
And I think one of the other items, and one of the reasons this is located around Stephen, was the continued interest and op potential opportunity for in-kind contributions of hosted service or hosted environments for Folio environments.
Yes.
So there's the division, rational division of AWS costs, and coming to a new model, a new paradigm. And there is also, could those who provision their own environments make those available to the community. Is that technically feasible? Is it pragmatic to do so? And is it something that we could follow through with if both of the prerequisites are met? And then for number nine, the line item contributions, we have reached out to EBSCO, and the next step is to schedule a meeting. Paul, I don't know if you saw that, but that was of all of the options picked, further discussion was the one selected.
Great. I
So
missed that.
we'll have more to report on that as it develops. We don't currently, in turn for number eight, we don't currently have a tri-council meeting scheduled, but as those are quarterly, the feeling in the room in Kansas City was, well, there'll probably be one in December or maybe in January. Does this group have any, is there any precedence that we should be aware of, or are there any strong feelings for doing either December or January? December over January or January over December?
I'd pick January myself if I had my druthers.
That's good, Stephen. It seems like your druthers are the only ones expressed, so it's probably going to carry a heavy weight. We can the tri-council or the co-chairs are meeting later this morning, so we can feel out what input or what they have from their councils as well. Okay, if there aren't more topic. So I think we have a clear, I think there's scope for each of these. And though it's not necessarily documented here, I think we have owners and I think we have timeline for each. We're about number six, which is owned by the community council. We're about to talk about in more detail. Does anyone see any gaps or have other questions around the action items from Tri-Council? Okay. So after a lunch break, we had a community council meeting in Kansas City. There were five or six items on the agenda. We ended up talking about three of them in depth. One of them we glanced upon. So the first one was around looking at membership and the value for membership, and can we define something even better than a larger logo for people to join Folio and pay fo join Folio as a member and pay at a higher membership tier. The second item that we talked about was around training. And is there an opportunity for the community to become a provider of Folio training? And how would that differentiate from service providers or implementation partners who are providing training? What would some of the benefits to the community be, and what might that look like? The third topic was a fairly extensive discussion brought by a report from members of the Technical Council Working Group. And thank you, Maccabee, and Stephen and Kevin, and the report on bundling software components with third-party licenses in Folio. We mentioned Latin American adoption, and Karen was having sound issues. But she offered through sign language and chat to present a report and open up for discussion. Are there things that we could be more aware of, adoption of Forfolio in Latin America, and things we could do to orient that community more closely to the Folio community in other parts of the globe? And then lastly, there was a little bit of, we had listed communications, especially I think communications across the project, but out to members as a topic, and we deferred that. From anyone who was there, or anyone who's read the notes and had questions, were there any other substantial discussion points that bear mentioning? Okay. Paul, would you like to try to do, or would you like to do a summary of the action items?
I could start to read it. I've seen, unfortunately, Sean isn't here. He raised his hand to a survey of existing and potential members to gauge what resonates among possible membership benefits. That's great news for me, I think, but I wasn't there and Sean isn't here, so maybe someone else catch up what's the status here, but I'm very hopeful and see Sean is mentioned. The next point was focus group at Mid-Atlantic UG meeting from Maccabee. I'm not quite sure about what was going on there. Maybe Tom can help out.
Yes. So Maccabee had kindly offered his usual speaking slot at an upcoming Folio user group meeting, and Maccabee's on the line, so I'll turn it over to him in just a second to do some of this workshopping of what would resonate with Folio members in terms of being members, what are the benefits, and to deploy Sean's survey and also talk the group through the exercise.
Yeah, that's basically it. Thank you, Tom, for the data. And I don't know yet what the time slot will be, but this event is later this month. So the idea was I would basically give them 10 minutes to just fill out the survey, minus that one page, which is about current members, which is not relevant for most for most of them because they're not members. And so you could have the data and then just have a post discussion about, you know, mini focus group about what they actually submitted, as well as deltas on the survey mechanism itself, if they have any suggestions before community council rolls that out more generally. So yeah, I'll share it with them, record whatever answers we get and share that back with you folks.
Great. Thanks for the effort.
Mm-hmm.
Good. The next point was, if that's all to that one, to charter a working group to draft a new definition of membership benefits. And I see Tom and I will drive into that one. And the next one was future or after membership benefit definition, membership campaigning, a group draft and lead outreach to our 83 plus non-member institutions that use Folio, as I've seen, but are not so much involved. And I'm very happy also about that announcement. I don't know if it the ownership of this item is also to us, Tom, or is it also to the group?
I think the idea is that it's to do it needs to come in sequence after we define the membership benefits, so it was something to be defined later. I'm not sure that anyone signed up for that, though Sean and I think Joe had done some work on drafting the letter that was supposed to go out at the end of the fiscal year to try to capture end of fiscal year monies for many institutions. But I think at this point, I think the idea is to work off of that and then do send out a new campaign as well as a redefinition of tiers for next year.
Okay, makes totally sense. Yeah, great. Okay, it's also on the protocol now. I see raising hand, Kristen.
Hi, yeah, so I was serving on the, sorry, there's my camera. I was serving on this membership subgroup, And I think we've got a real disconnect between who is serving on this group and who is still on community council. I'm not on community council, but I know we're going to come and talk next week or next 2 weeks from now. I think Kirsten was reaching out to see if we could get the group on the agenda. I don't know if she's done that already or not, but we're following up from the WolfCon membership meeting, and Mike Gorrell had actually drafted a letter for encouraging non-members to become members. So I sort of feel like maybe we need to resolve this with the members of the group because, like, we don't have to exist anymore if Community Council wants to take this up or have a new group. And I know that's sort of like the next one, but I feel like there's a real, there's not a good connection right now between what the group's been talking about, and it sounds like Community Council's having separate independent conversations because the members that were on the group that were part of Community Council are no longer on Community Council, or the ones who are still on Community Council are no longer coming to the membership meetings because they, got otherwise busy. So we are following up with the people that we invited for to be panelists at WolfCon, because that meeting we ran out of time and we also had some significant technical difficulties in it. And so we're gonna talk to them a little bit and get their thoughts further, and then we are planning on submitting that to a community council. So I just want to kind of let you know about that, because I feel like pretty much 90% of what you're talking about, we've talked about in that group at some point in time, or we've started working on in that group. And so, want to make sure that we're not like both independently working on things. And then make sure that that group has like the right mix of people and the right connection to the councils.
Chris,
Great.
thanks so much. Can I ask who's on that group right now?
Well, Kirsten, me, Mike Gorrell, Boaz, Suzanne Gill are the active people on the group. I think Paul is supposed to be on the group, but I haven't seen you in a meeting in a long time, so I don't know if we lost you on the calendar invitation because I haven't actually seen you reply to anything on Slack. So I'm not sure if you still would consider yourself to be on that group or not.
I would love to.
Okay, are you on the Slack channel? Because
Yeah. I have
okay,
to
because I
reach out
haven't seen
again.
any responses from you about anything, so I didn't know if you just got too busy, or like I didn't see that you said you weren't on the group, but I haven't seen you like engage, so I wasn't sure. And then Joe was on the group, but he said he had to step back. Christopher was on the group, but he kind of dropped off without any further explanation. So I think that's some of where we've lost this connection. So I don't know. So that's I think that pretty much covers who's been on the group.
Kristen, thanks. Is I have a f unless there were two letters, you said Mike G had written a letter, which I think coming out of the summit, I think Sean had also, there was a letter that I think Sean had been described as the principal editor or principal author, but I think it's probably the same one because they were definitely aware of it. Am
Okay,
I?
yeah, it was definitely coming out of the summit.
Okay.
And Mike had a version that was for people who are already members and a version for people that weren't members. And so, so we've been having, I mean, we're trying to wrap up some things from WolfCon too, but because one of our tasks was just planning that members meeting. And so I think then, so I feel like it will be a good opportunity to think about what to do with the membership going forward. I will say at WolfCon, at the members meeting, there was some interesting feedback from some of the people who spoke. And so, we had to cut it short a little bit, like I said. And so we're hoping to hear some more. But there was clear from some of like the front line on the ground, I'm working in Folio every day. They did not know what the purpose of being a member was. Like, this was actually eye-opening to them because we were setting up some information about what was going on, and they're like, oh, you know what? I feel like there's definitely some, ability to help sell the value of membership And I think the idea of the community-driven development will really help with that. Because I think there's a lot of people who are already putting a lot of time into Folio, but they don't necessarily understand where the funding, you know, could come in or should come in.
I think just to expand on what I put in the Slack, I think after the summit, we kind of ended up with too many cooks thinking about membership messaging. And it would be really helpful if, you know, one group clearly had the lead on that and other groups deferred to it.
Yeah. And like, I don't think that our group feels like we need to have the, you know, that we're the group to rule them all. I just think right now, because we've lost the connection to the councils, we're just kind of, you know, we want to make sure what we're doing something that's going to be useful.
Yeah, Chris, I think your diagnosis is spot on, that there is definitely a disconnect. I know I went at the Folio member meeting. I know the group was meeting to organize that, but I was unsure of the scope. And that certainly came up at the tri-councils, as we need to, and the community councils, we need to understand what the left hand is doing, or in this case, the left tentacle and the right tentacle, because there's probably more than one. So this would be, as we're talking about this, I think this is phrased for the Folio Membership Committee and CC meeting, review the charge. I had a question around identifying Folio users. And then there's a more open question about dovetailing with the member benefits and the outreach efforts. I think you've added, there's further feedback from people who are involved in the panel. And then there's either one or two letters that are floating and yet to be communicated. Are there any other specific topics or to-dos coming out of the kind of this overlap or this set of activities around membership?
So just to make sure, can this membership subcommittee be on the agenda for the 27th CC meeting? I don't know if Kirsten reached out to you and Paul. I just, if not, then I'll make the request now.
Yeah, I think it's a good topic.
Because we want to decide what we should be doing, and maybe it's time to sunset this group too. I mean, that totally could be like if we've done this work and then we want to bring it back to CC and make sure that it's, you know, kind of folded into general activity.
I think it's a great topic for one of the next meetings, for the next meeting. I have written, the only reason I'm hesitating, there's a Folio Chairs and Officers meeting in the next hour. And I was going to try to figure out how this related to things like member billing, which Simeon also touched on in his note.
Okay.
So if the group feels like it's ready and can come to the next meeting, that's great.
Yeah, I think that's our plan.
Okay. Okay. I think that wraps up. So there's a whole bundle of work around number two. And it sounds like that relates to separate outreach that Kirsten is making, which I haven't seen. I don't know, Paul, if you have, but that'll be good to locate together.
Yes. I like the context Kirsten was giving us and do some reconnection here. Okay, the next one. So invite Folio members committee to CC was now raised, I think. And this next one was training programs was an issue, and explore community managed video and certification models. I've seen this discussion and I didn't follow up. Who's in charge of that point? Or which group?
That one, and I think because it was not captured in the notes, nor do I think we touched on it.
Oh.
And I don't know if others, I think the next step was to write a concept document around training and then to shop that or socialize that among the councils. That's what I took away as the next step. Vanessa, I see, is nodding. So.
I think we discussed the training and possible certification models as a potential member benefit. So I think we have to decide if that is in fact a member benefit before they come into existence.
Makes sense. Yes. Great. Thank you. So I know how to clear that. Okay. Something to add to this point? Not at the moment. Okay. And then I think a working group from TC was raising questions about the licensing work group did engage about conflicts with the Apache 2 and the AGPL compliance, and we will reach out to OLF and take some legal advice, I think, Tom.
Yes, I think
Great.
that's where we left off.
And the next point, 5, was about Latin American adoption. Report from Karen.
Yesterday is okay, my sound.
Perfect. Good, but we have to schedule a report for that, or did we had a report? Okay.
Okay,
Karen, what?
yesterday. Our next meeting, no problem.
Karen, how long would you like for a report?
5 minutes, sure.
Great. And are you ready? Did you say today you're available?
Yes, it's possible.
I suspect there's going to be time on the agenda if you're ready and able. Great.
Great, I put it down on the agenda for today. And the final point was future meetings, revisit communication strategy, regional outreach and developer engagement and conference and events. And Tom, maybe you can have some details to share about the 3 points.
Yes, I think the well these and these were all basically deferred. The communications was largely, and I think relates to some of what Kristen just said, is it's not exactly clear. It's very difficult to understand what's going on across Folio, a very large project with lots of stakeholders with in different geographies and levels of interest. Are there ways we could do that better? Number two was, I think the Latin American adoption was maybe the most obvious example, but maybe there are other ways to explore regional outreach and engagement. And number three, someone had raised the topic, I think during the Wolfcon debrief, that the Wolfcon meetings or the Folio meetings used to have a strong technical thread. And there are less and less, it seems like the developers and are being engaged and showing up, and it might be healthy to look at ways to boost that back up.
Great. Okay. Thank you. Are there more action items we didn't raise? Perfect. Okay. Then we could go to the next agenda item
Can
to
Paul, can I ask on, well, for the group, there was a certain level of energy and I think opportunity around training. I think the next step is to get some thoughts down on paper. But we did not have a specific owner come at the meeting, and everyone's volunteer here. Is there someone who has a vision or and a pen? Or access to the wiki, who feels like they could begin to rough out a sketch for something that could lead to a folio training program concept doc?
Maybe you can say something else. For that point, I'm happy to help out as part of the role my institution has in the working group documentation. And maybe that's a perspective that is helping here for training materials. But for me, it was very helpful to have some input about the discussion that was made and which perspective we had on this issue. If someone is here willing to share and know something more about training materials. Great. Okay.
I think, well, some of the discussion was captured in the notes in the video. I can say that in many open source communities, training from the community is a good way to bring the community together and offer value. We talked about that there were at least two different types of training. There was training to basically implement the system, and that might include like systems operations developers, systems librarians. And then there was another level of training around users of the system. So that might be like technical services staff or access services staff. We talked about there's a lot of assets that are spread around. So if you look at the wiki, Jira, maybe GitHub, there are plenty of things that you can find, but it's not right now, it's not well organized for the potential folio adopters. They looked at some other communities which had really good library of videos, basically video tutorials or training modules, as something that is we might want to emulate. We talked a little bit about offering a certificate to people who went through training. We talked about possibly paying a stipend. Maybe members get it for free or reduced level, and non-members have to pay. To talk about a little bit of overlap with what you might see if EBSCO or Index Data or one of the German network providers was going to offer training. Is there an opportunity to, how do you disambiguate those? How do you make sure that there's clear value? So that was kind of it, is basically, could we take the elements that are scattered across the community, organize them for the benefit of community members? And particular benefit for members who join the community, who join the Folio SM LLC.
Okay, thank you so much for the background. I could volunteer to help to get the threads together and questions there are here.
That'd be great. Is there anyone who is able and willing to join Paul?
Me, I would join Paul.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I guess there was also, I do not remember who brought up the developer engagement in conferences and events. Is there someone here who either brought that up, remembers who it was, or would like to frame that out so we might talk about that more fully in the future?
I don't remember who brought it up, but I remember that we were talking about how WolfCon used to have more of a developer track where the developers could get together and like work things out together. And now it seems like that's been reduced, and we were talking about whether we needed to add that back in or not.
Maccabee from as a technical council liaison, or Stephen as a veteran from those circles. Do either of you have any observations on this?
I remember a conversation about this, and I thought it might have been at Technical Council, but maybe it was Tri-Council at WolfCon. I forget. But we were talking about the additional possibility of having like a at the 6 month mark virtual only developer meeting, some sort of get together 6 months away from WolfCon that was just virtual that would be able to encourage more of the devs to participate. I don't think there was very much development of that idea, but with the same goal to get more participation from the dev teams themselves.
Yeah, I don't recall any specific suggestions, although I do recall at least one WolfCon in the past. We hosted like a pre-conference workshop style hackathon, I guess, for some componentry. I don't remember what it was, but I know that we participated. But yes, I think a more technically driven track would be attractive to more of the system operators and development types.
Is this something that we think is a good enough idea and important enough that we should try to organize more discussion and development of the idea? Or should we recognize that conferences are often generative ideas, but you need to prioritize, and it's fine to have this sit on the shelf for a little bit longer?
So I would take it to the WolfCon planning committee and see what their thoughts are on the likelihood or the corners from which we might be able to draw technical sessions or technical topics. They may have had a hard time gathering gathering presenters, or it may have just been something that kind of slowly slid off the cracker, you know.
Is that a Texas saying? I love
Yeah.
I think that's a really good idea. Is there anyone here who has been active in the WolfCon planning, the program committee? Or is there anyone who's willing to touch base? Well, I think Jennifer and Jesse are the ringleaders.
Okay, twist my arm.
Thank you, Stephen.
I'll reach out to Jesse and see if he has any thoughts about that.
Great.
Whoever's taking notes, make sure to tag me so I make sure it makes it onto the to-do list.
Okay, Paul, sorry for derailing you. I thought those two things in particular would have benefited from owners.
No, it's perfect. Thanks.
Karen, would you your mic is working and you said we've got 10 minutes left and you said it would take about 5 minutes. This seems like the stars have aligned.
Hey. Okay. Across Latin America, an increasing number of university and library network have adopted Folio as their library service platform. This adoption reflects a profound shift toward open and collaborative. Currently, the institution operating with Folio in the region under EBSCO Information Service are in Chile, Universidad de Concepción, Universidad Católica de la Santísima Concepción, Universidad Adolfo Ibáñez, Universidad de Los Lagos. En Colombia, Universidad de Cartagena, Universidad Simón Bolívar, Pontificia Universidad Javeriana Cali, Pontificia Universidad Javeriana Bogotá, Universidad EAFIT, Universidad del Bosque, Colegio de Estudios Superiores de Administración in Implementation, México, Universidad Autónoma del Estado de México, Brasil, Petrobras, Brasil Federal District Libraries Network, 11 Sites, Caribbean University of Puerto Rico in Implementation, National Library and Information System Authority, Trinidad y Tobago, and University of Trinidad y Tobago. The University of Concepción, Chile, was the first institution in Latin America to fully implement folio in production, marking a milestone for the region in library innovation and technological sovereignty. Currently, Universidad Autónoma de México also keeps a local installation of folio in one of its libraries. The regional organization and collaboration, Latin American Library Using Folio meet annually at the Folio Latam meeting, an event supported by IEXCO that seeks to share experience, learning lesson, and ongoing development. And in addition, the group has permanent communication through WhatsApp, and some participants also use Slack. However, there are still opportunity to strengthen the collective understanding of the open ecosystem that sustains folio, particularly the role and relevance of Open Library Foundation. Due to this, it will be of great value if a member of the community council could participate in an upcoming Folio Latam meeting to present the importance of being formally connected to the Open Library Foundation and the different ways to contribute, ranging from technical development and documentation to functional review, translation, testing, or participation in a special interest group, such as a session could be organized via Zoom, for example. As an example of regional collaboration, a translation team composed of professionals from Mexico, Colombia, and Chile is actively working on translating the Folio platform into Spanish. However, now that I am part of the community council, I can see that this work is not always visible or fully acknowledged in global coordination space. This highlights the need to establish more direct communication channel between regional community and the international folio framework. The future on projection, the group, and next step for Latin America. The group is now organized and has developed its own virtual identity and logo, moving towards regional consolidation. And this new stage, the following strategic action are creation of an official Folio Latam website, strengthening this with Open Library Foundation, including inviting member of the community council to present on their role and on Folio's participation structure, and different events, because it's very different for us, the community council, and our works in EBSCO. In special, Folio Latam is a community represents Collaborative work that transcends borders and traditional models of library management, establishing a regional governance structure and will amplify Latin American voice so they contribute in shaping the evolution of the folio ecosystem, ensuring that open technological solutions also reflect the diversity, languages, and reality of our universities, because the universities in Latin America is more small than other countries. It's very different and inclusive, the more demanding anything. That's okay. Sure. Inform.
So Karen, that's amazing. There's so much happening. And I think, as you said, it's thank goodness you're on community council, because otherwise I think this would might be completely invisible to people who generally inhabit SIGs and councils. Are there, what things are there that we as a international community can do to strengthen the ties to the LATAM group?
Oh, unfortunately, you are muted.
Yeah.
yes, I think that is important to a presentation for Zoom, for example. The Latin America don't know the role of the community council and memberships. It's very difficult for Latin America know the information. I think a good idea, the best idea, the presentation for Zoom, for example, for new memberships.
I'm wondering if we should take Sean's survey and maybe something like the focus group that Maccabee will be running at the Mid-Atlantic, translate the survey into Spanish and have some discussions with the Latin American community. I think we should probably also, given the disparities in economic means, look at international tiers for members, especially from Latin America, because I don't know how many libraries would be able to pay, say, $25,000 or $35,000. But there's probably, we should expect different standards, as many open source communities do. Has there been, I'm also struck by the what sound like a lot of parallels with what the German networks have done with it. The Netfolio days in Germany, for example. I know, Karen, there's a Latin American Folio user group meeting, which happens at least, is it annually or is it more frequent? Yeah. Well, it seems like we're almost at time, but this is such a great report, Karen. I think we'd be well served by pulling some of these threads and seeing what we can do to get more mutual visibility and strengthening the international community with all that's going on in Latin America. Lots of thumbs up. Karen, maybe we can continue to develop this thread and look for some specific opportunities for cross-pollination and engagement. And you mentioned at least one, you've mentioned a couple of times, which was a Folio CC or an OLF presence at an upcoming, the Folio Latin American meeting. Okay, great. We are exactly at time. And I think we have a better picture of what happened at WolfCon and also what's going to happen because of WolfCon. So thank you. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.